So, this Advent season, it's a wonderful time of the year. We are in a state of constant Advent as we're looking for the Lord's return. He said to watch, but we celebrate what's already happened because it's a wonderful thing. It's just like Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. Jesus participated in Hanukkah, and our Jewish brothers and sisters are doing Hanukkah now as we're doing the Christmas season. It's a wonderful thing because it's a proof of God's hope that he has given to us and the joy that little bit of oil lasted for 8 days. That little bit of grace in us because of what Christ has done for us lasts a lifetime. The light of Christ. Well, I pray that the coming of Christ into your life, and I think probably most everybody here this morning has accepted Christ in their lives, and they know that feeling and how that light has changed their life in so many ways, and that we need to share that light with others. Because that light that will change us from inside out and up in your life in every conceivable way. And I think most of all for the courage to let go. And it's hard for me because I'm one of my character defects is being a manipulator. I always got my own way because I made sure of it. But that's not the case so much anymore. But I still try. Don't you? Amen. Heard I hear that? Amen. But most of us do, I think. For all the courage that we need and can have and to let go of that control and that fear and doubt to embrace the life-changing light. For within it, you and I will find your true self and come face to face with God, as Mary did now. So my prayer for all of us is as we continue with this Advent season, that you'll continue to be blessed. And that you may find yourself led into places of unimaginable beauty and light, change and hope. And above all, I want to share with you in John chapter 14, verse 1. Don't be troubled. Some translation says don't be afraid. You ever notice when people would be approaching God in different circumstances, the Spirit of the Lord would always say, Don't be troubled, New Living Translation says. You trust God, now trust in me. That's a wonderful message from the Lord himself. You trust in God, now trust in him, because it is Christ. And he's telling us, don't be afraid. I'm coming soon. So just do the best you can in this old world, and don't be afraid in Jesus' name. Amen.